spiritually malnourished. You curse and blame your father. You say it's only snakes he gives. Out of your mind you analyze, thinking it's he who gives evil gifts. You justify your conclusions. You defend them by your view. You say you have read the Bible, found it to be historically untrue. You search for every answer. You line them up against your rule, and one by one execute them all, based on what you learned in school. What's scary is you think you're eating, but in knowledge you're puffed up. While though outwardly becoming fat, your insides progressively corrupt. See, it's the same with our own history. All we have to do is look to wheat, and over time we'll find how we have removed the source complete. Just as Jesus said to eat him, yet all struggled to comprehend. He had to clarify all the more, not on white flour you can depend. The flesh profits you nothing. It's the spirit that gives you life. But for the sake of efficiency, you cut the germ out with a knife. Now your Bible has no power. Dull, it can't divide the soul. Because God himself is spirit, the human spirit you must control. But instead of eating the word, taking it with prayerful petition, with a mind like a science book, you must add philosophical nutrition. And twisting that knife further, you spray crops with chemical lies. Out of context and deceitfulness, you profess you're becoming wise. But I pray you'd slow your bread roll. I pray you'd come to your senses. Like everyone needs, including me, I pray you'd come to a fresh repentance.